Enjoying the beautiful weather?
I am enjoying the beautiful weather, and that's a great place to start out. It's been relatively warm around Dillingham. You know, we've seen a couple of really sunny days, temperatures in the 70s. I hesitate to say heat wave, but is that indicative of a warm spell?
So, yes, as we expected, July so far in the Bristol Bay region, running warmer than normal. So for the first half of July, 3 to 4 degrees warmer than normal. Now, of course, typically we'd think, oh, that's really quite significant, but we kind of go back and compare everything to last year, which, of course, was record warm. And so it's been mild. Our sunny, warm weather will be tailing off here. Certainly nothing cold in the future and doesn't look especially stormy yet, but it looks like highs will be back in the 60s with more clouds and at least a couple of intervals with rain over the upcoming week.
3 to 4 degrees warmer than normal this summer in Bristol Bay, as you mentioned, doesn't seem very significant compared to the extreme heat of last summer. But could you put that in context a little bit? What is normal for Bristol Bay, and is 3 to 4 degrees of above average temperatures significant?
It is significant. Temperatures in the summer don't, of course, range nearly as far as in the winter. And so 3 or 4 degrees is quite significant. So that means instead of, you know, average temperature in Dillingham in the mid-50s in July, it's in the upper 50s. That is quite substantial. But again, because our most recent experience is 2019, which was many areas in Southwest Alaska, the warmest month of record, not just the warmest July, warmest of any month. So that skews our perception, but it actually has been quite mild across the region this summer again. So while it doesn't seem it because of last year's just completely outrageous heat and smoke, this year is quite different than that, but it's still much warmer than that longer term, say several decade average. We are getting to the time of year, we're not quite there yet, but getting to the time of year where we need to pay attention to those Western Pacific typhoons that can sometimes affect Japan and then move northeastward towards Alaska. This year has been very quiet as far as typhoons go in the central and western Pacific. And for the next 2 weeks, we really don't see anything on the horizon. And that will just go to contribute to our comparatively benign weather for the rest of the month.
Obviously, last year we were looking at some really smoky conditions as well. We had several really large fires across the state and in Bristol Bay as well, you know, a very active fire season, wildfire season. Is that in the forecast at all? Are we looking at drier conditions on the tundra that might lead to increased risk of wildfires or of fires caused by humans?
At this point, the risk looks to remain low as long as we get these occasional episodes of rain and don't have those really high temperatures, highs in the upper 70s and 80s. That will help a lot, and we just don't see any sustained heat like that coming up. Statewide, it's been a very quiet fire year. In fact, at this point, for through mid-July, it's been the lowest total acreage burned since 2013, and statewide, we are running out of time to get the big fires. It's been extremely wet in the main fire areas in the interior. There is a small area in the northern interior that's been drier, and there have been some recent fires up there, but they're small. And at this point, both in the main fire area and in Southwest Alaska, just does not look like we're going to get those warm high pressure systems that would help dry things out and allow for wildfire potential.
Rick Thoman, thank you so much for joining us yet again.
Sounds great.
Bye.
Bye-bye.